This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Let me make sure that I actually have sound happening when this happens. It's loud sound, so I'm glad I'm sort of checked that one. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks. Well, if it would play. Hey, you know what? Let me try that all over again because that was not in the right position. Let's try that again.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. These are, I've got another stock coming for the scout rifle, which I haven't done anything with the first stock that's on it so far. Yes, I know that very well. But this is going to put me in a better position. I'll do it so you don't have to. And I'm going to take these, and I'm going to figure out which one is the ergonomically superior one. And then I'm going to let you know, but that's only going to be good enough for me. That's only going to work with me. That's the thing about Boyd's. Everything is geared towards your body type. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I'm beginning to believe, and I say this in all candor, okay? The Democrats are itching for a war. They are. They're itching. I don't know why. They keep wanting to chip away at the right, and they keep chipping, doing their very level best to chip away at the right. Yesterday, Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Senator Richard Blumenthal, both Democrats that, you know, are not exactly what I would say to be creatures of honor, introduced a bicameral piece of legislation known as the Ammunition Background Check of 2018 that would require background checks for anyone wanting to purchase ammunition. According to Wasserman Schultz's office, the legislation would close a loophole that allows criminals, domestic abusers, and dangerously mentally ill individuals from purchasing ammo. If passed, the legislation would require ammo purchases to undergo a background check through the NICS, the same system that is used to conduct background checks for firearms purchases. Every retailer who sells ammo would be required to conduct a background check system through the NICS system, which isn't a problem for most gun stores who are FFLs. Potential issue would be from stores who sell ammunition but not firearms and do not possess the FFL. They would either have to partner with an FFL to conduct the background check or they would have to go through the process to become an FFL. Wasserman Schultz, using one of her favorite terms, and every one of them, they love this term, this common sense legislation simply enforces existing federal law and will make it harder for criminals to amass hundreds of rounds of ammunition without so much as sharing their first name with a gun store clerk. Closing this absurd loophole will not by itself stop the next mass shooting tragedy, but this popular approach must be part of our larger strategy for ending gun violence. Studies show it can help keep bad guys with guns from perpetrating another mass slaughter like the one we witnessed at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in my Broward County community, or the thousands of other acts of gun violence that devastate communities across the country. It takes more than just a gun to take an innocent life. It also takes bullets. We need to do all we can to make sure neither of them ends up in the wrong hands. Senator Stolen Valor Blumenthal took to Twitter to explain why he partnered with Wasserman Schultz on the legislation. on Twitter, without background checks on ammunition sales, there's nothing to stop dangerous people barred from buying guns from amassing vast ammunition arsenals. This ludicrous loophole puts lives at risk. Currently, there's multiple states participating in ammunition background checks, including... Now, remember what I told you yesterday about these areas that are run by Democrats? Are you ready? See how many in the overlay fits over this one. California, District of Columbia, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, New Jersey, New York, and Washington State. They all have background checks for ammo. No, no word on how much crime they stopped there with that. The legislation is backed by Professor Michael Siegel, MD, MPH of the Department of Community Health Sciences at Boston University, University of Central Florida Sociology Professor Jay Corzine, and John Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health Professor Stephen Tarrant, all gun grabbers all the time. You know, in prison, they make guns. In prison, they make guns. And what makes a gun is it launches a projectile and it becomes a long-range weapon. That's the difference between a gun and, say, a skirmish melee-type weapon like a knife or a club or something like that. In prison, they make guns out of all kinds of things. The only people who this is going to affect to any degree will be the law-abiding. It will not be the criminals. Getting out here, see, this kid who did the Broward County shooting and the Parkland shooter, Cruz, he should have been on the NICS system. Had he been on the NICS system, he would not have been able to buy his gun legally. That would not preclude him from buying it illegally. Okay? But no matter what they want to say about the bullets that go in a gun, about the rounds, the ammo, whatever they want to say about that, they still failed miserably. They failed miserably. In California. This did not stop the San Bernardino shooters. No, it did not. It did not stop Elliot Rogers. No, it did not. Stop the shoot in Stockton. These guys that are going to do this are going to find a way. It's like Ian, what was the guy's name? The guy from Jurassic Park. They'll find a way. Life finds a way. They will find a way. Now, until they come to grips with that, and until the rest of America comes to grips with the idea that these guys are not, they're not trying to save anybody by doing this. They know who they're going to affect with this. They're going to affect you. They're going to affect me. Now, here's another thing they don't think about. All of these things that they want to put under background checks. In the state of South Carolina, where I live, as long as my permit stays current, I will never go through another background check because I get vetted again every time it comes due. So this could very easily lead to a national drive for concealed carry permits. Because I don't know how it is in other states, but listen, South Carolina is not that good of a state to be a gun owner in. And, you know, I don't have to go through background checks. And I don't mind telling anybody this. And all of those that are out there, everybody that's in the General Assembly that passed this legislation, they didn't know what they were reading. They didn't know what they signed. They didn't know what they voted for. And that's hardly my fault. Now, do I think that's a dodge or do I think I should have to go? No, I do not. I do not think that. I have been vetted. You know, everybody that has one of these, has a permit, has been vetted. So I don't understand why we have to sit back and go, well, you know, hey. I don't get that. I do not get it. So I would take this as an opportunity to go out and get a permit. If you don't already have one, go get one. I think it's a good way to spend a little bit of time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Mm-hmm.
Nighthawk, a piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. This is the interface between you and the gun. It just stands to reason that if you can get in there and get as tight and as snug, comfortably, ergonomically as you can, you're going to hit your target, which that's the whole reason you're taking the shot in the first place. That's what they do. That's what makes it easier for you. Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. Back to Saturday in D.C., where 200,000 demonstrators went to the nation's capital to push for stricter gun control laws. The overarching message of the March for Their Lives was pretty simple. Supporters of the Second Amendment must be stripped of both their political power and their guns. All lawmakers and groups like the NRA who oppose common sense gun control legislation only do so because they love their guns or their political contributions more than children's lives. Thousands of individual protesters who attended the march took this message to heart, brandishing their own homemade signs with pro-gun control, anti-NRA, and anti-GOP slogans for the whole world to see. While some of these were relatively innocuous or just driven by a tired cliche like, arms are for hugging, others put gun control advocates' hatred and contempt for Second Amendment supporters and their rights on full display. At around 9 a.m., one of the first groups of protesters gathered in Washington's Folger Park, just a short walk from the Capitol building. They were there to attend the Rally for D.C. Lives, a preliminary event organized by local politicians to help support the March for Their Lives and advocate for D.C. statehood. One of the first and most obvious sights to see at this event was a huge red wheel displaying the locations and numbers of victims killed at several recent mass shootings with the literally overlying message, ban AR-15s. A man on the right of the wheel can be seen holding one of the event's official, professionally produced signs promoting the benefits of D.C. statehood, namely that there would be 3 more votes in Congress for our lives to enact gun control. Another protester at the rally had his own homemade sign promoting a dual message mocking politicians for offering thoughts and prayers to victims of gun violence and accusing Republicans of only supporting gun rights because of bribes from the NRA. That rally began to wind down, and then they started heading across to the main event, carrying banners with slogans like decriminalize blackness and organize resistance. A vanguard of Black Lives Matter activists led the procession out of the park, chanting, no justice, no peace. Disarm the police, no guns in our streets, no AR-15s. Now, did you catch that juxtaposition of messages? Decriminalize blackness. Another sign said, dismantle white toxic masculinity. So while the marchers believe that the police are demonic racists who target black and brown people for no other reason than the color of their skin, they also want to make sure that you know that white men in America are toxic evil and must be dismantled, whatever that means. In the same breath, when they call for confiscation, they forget who they're going to be asking to go get this stuff. They forget that. As the march proceeded down the streets of Washington, armed police stood alongside the demonstrators and at intersections to protect them and make sure that traffic was stopped or cleared out. And at the same time, several protesters held signs aloft saying, redefine safety, disarm the police. Other marchers carried posters with more standard slogans decrying the Second Amendment as a useless relic of the 18th century. Or painting the NRA and their supporters as having blood on their hands or otherwise being culpable for mass shootings. There was a small patrol of motorcycles and a police car steadily advanced ahead of the demonstrators to guide them to their ultimate destination just beyond Capitol Hill. As they approached the National Mall, an anti-free speech chant erupted from the crowd calling for the abolition of the NRA. When everybody got to the main event, it immediately became clear that a massive group of people had turned out in support and protesters were just as expressive there as they had been at the previous rally. With pop rock classics playing loudly in the background, thousands of people packed onto Pennsylvania Avenue to prepare for their mix of songs, speeches, and pre-prepared video shorts And they brought their own political messages along with them, like sandwiches. Now, here's the thing about the March for Their Lives. Less than 10% of the marchers were school-aged. Everybody else was something else. Adults, definitely. Here's a sign. Castrate Trump's agenda. Vote hashtag blue wave. Gotcha. I gotcha. There were a lot of signs that said bad words about the NRA, and the NRA is a terrorist organization. Those were on display, too. Some of the more creative protesters from the crowd even tried to come up with a new meaning for the group's acronym. For example, one demonstrator decided to trash the NRA and its supporters as nauseating redneck, and just think of the A part of it, and just think of certain ways you would describe an orifice on the human body. Who should have had their guns confiscated by Obama, by the way. But the demonstrators were there not to listen to each other. They come to hear the new celebrity stars of the Parkland school shooting, and their survivor's message could not have been clearer. And, you know, we got to hear from Miley Cyrus and Jennifer Hudson and Common and Ariana Grande. Nobody that I would go pay to see. But hey, Generation Z, you are identified. I hope you're happy with this, because the people that you're vilifying are the ones that raised you, and they're the ones that protect you. And in the past, we've been the ones that have held your borders for you. We've held the security of this nation in our hands. You're vilifying us. One other thing that we have, even though we're older than you, and yes, we're going to die before you do, we also have experience. And a whole lot of us have those guns you don't like. Now, those of us that have been doing this for a while, hey, it's like day. Those of us that have been doing this for a while are used to being called out and vilified and demonized and everything else. And as you move closer and closer to violence, just understand that, you know, violence begets violence. It won't happen one way. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited, a name you can trust.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. let's see. This coming Sunday is Easter, so I won't get to shoot this coming Sunday. And then the following Sunday, I'm having a tattoo done, but I may be able to go shoot before the tattoo. So, having said that, Boyd's will be the next thing I shoot. The Boyd's gun stock will be the next thing I shoot. It'll be wrapped around a very nice Ruger gun sight scout rifle. It's going to be cool. And by the time I get to do that, I may have that second stock in place, and then I'll get to try one and then the other. And it'll be good. Check these guys out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now then, we found this out. Noor Salman, the widow of the Pulse nightclub shooter Omar Mateen, is on trial for obstruction of justice and aiding and abetting her dead husband's terrorist activities. And, that was interesting that they went after her. But here's another interesting tidbit that just happened to fall out of the tree. Omar Mateen's father, Sadiq, was an FBI informant for 11 years. On top of that, the FBI had approached Omar prior to his June 2016 attack that left over 49 people dead and nearly 60 wounded. During the shooting on June 12, 2016, he pledged allegiance to the Islamic State. Mateen was killed during the attack. The FBI agent who was in charge of handling Sadiq interviewed Mateen three times and couldn't find a tie to terrorism. He also said that Mateen made controversial remarks because he felt harassed at work. Mateen worked as a security guard. The agent, I'm not kidding, his name is Juvenile Martin, even wired up Mateen's manager to work at work to confirm that what co-workers were saying about him. He's a member of Al-Qaeda, etc., but he never made controversial remarks again. So now Solomon's lawyers are asking to either have the case dismissed or have the judge declare a mistrial since the FBI never disclosed this information. I hate to say this, but I kind of see their point. Why, the last time they messed up that bad was when they forgot to check out those tips about that kid in Florida that was about to shoot up school. Oh, yeah. The judge presiding over the case, Paul Byron, said he wouldn't rule on the motion right now. The FBI would refer to this as developing an asset. Which, if you've ever seen the what was the name of this movie? True Believers. James Woods. Robert Downey Jr., Margaret Colin. I always thought Margaret Colin was smoking hot back in those days, and I still think she's smoking hot today. This is a story about a lawyer who has a client that is locked up to protect a confidential informant. And the confidential informant breaks the law, kills people, everything else. They do everything, including letting a innocent man go to jail for that. And this is what this is Omar Mateen, for some reason, they decided to try to develop him as an asset. And this is why he slipped through the cracks, I think. We'll find out sooner or later. All this came out hours after Solomon's defense filed a motion seeking to have the case dismissed or declared a mistrial due to information that Mateen's father was an informant for the FBI for more than a decade and sent money out of the country in the months before the attack. Jurors heard from FBI Special Agent Juvenile Martin, who is responsible for overseeing Mateen's father, Sadiq Mateen, as an informant after Martin transferred to the FBI's Miami division in 2006. Martin said he was also involved in investigating Omar Mateen after co-workers at the security firm G4S reported in 2013 that Mateen had made comments about being connected to Al-Qaeda, Hezbollah, and the Muslim Brotherhood. Martin had Mateen's supervisor wear a concealed recording device but didn't capture him making statements again. Attorney Fritz Schuler said it is apparent from the government's belated disclosure that Ms. Solomon has been defending a case without a complete set of facts and evidence that the government was required to disclose. U.S. District Judge Paul Byron said he would consider the motion later. I'm not going to address it right now. It's going to take too much time. Mateen's father, Sadiq, was on the government's witness list but was never called to testify. His wife, Shala Mateen, testified. According to the newly filed motion, Sadiq Mateen acted as an informant for 11 years. He was also found to have made money transfers to Turkey and Afghanistan during the period between March 16, 2016 and June 5, 2016, a week before the Pulse attack. Had Solomon's defense team known about those transfers, Schiller argued, they would have investigated whether a tie existed between Sadiq Mateen and his son, specifically whether Mateen's father was involved in or had foreknowledge of the Pulse attack. And that would be relevant in this particular case. If, Some of these things, look, I am for law enforcement. I back law enforcement. I will give them the benefit of the doubt all the time. But when I see these kind of things happening, I sit back and I'm like, hey, what is this? The FBI is beginning to look like the fumbling bunch of idiots that they have been characterized. And I hate to say that. Gravian News listed 10 scandals that occurred under the tenure of James Comey that should give us all some pause, namely that there's possibly was an undercover FBI agent traveling with the two assailants, Elliot Elton Simpson and Nadir Souf, who went to, they were the Garland, Texas terrorists who were shot by the Garland, Texas cop. It was in response to the Muhammad cartoon drawing contest. The FBI had been monitoring Simpson for years and apparently knew the attack was coming and did nothing. An FBI agent was reportedly right behind these two when shots were fired. local law enforcement took them out before they could enter the complex. Do you remember Esteban Santiago, who shot up a baggage claim area at Fort Lauderdale Airport that killed five people in January of 2017? FBI knew about him, although they did push back a little bit on that one. And, of course, then there's now Nicholas Cruz. And that's just, you know, that's what, two, three? There's and this all happened under Comey, apparently. So this is what happens when you actually take and weaponize an agency that's supposed to be the weapon, supposed to be the law enforcement. Funny how they don't ever see that for some crazy reason. They just don't ever get that. But I digress. These guys, I swore. They just make me, you know. It's when I was in the military, and I mean when I entered the military, I was a private E1. Your uniform, except for your name tag and your component, is blank. You don't even have a unit patch yet. And I took that oath as serious as a heart attack. And I intended to keep it for the rest of my days. I didn't know that at the time. But that's the way it's going to work out. And these guys get in there and they take the oath, and it's just sort of like the, you know, it's a formality. We got to get this out of the way so we can go on and do the good stuff, the fun stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. You know, the Great Mills High School shooting in Maryland has been forgotten. That attack was cut short. Two wounded students, one dead shooter. A far cry from the Parkland tragedy with 17 killed, 14 wounded. And the difference was that somebody there that was supposed to be there for this purpose shot back. After the Parkland shooting, the government media cabal launched a blitzkrieg on the Second Amendment. Their mission was to make guns acceptable, to paint those who defend guns and the NRA as the enemy. The NRA and the people of the NRA and the people who back the NRA and the people who just own guns rarely have any, they never have a role in any of these shootings. The NRA doesn't get calls on dangerous people. They aren't given tips. They don't see the warning flags. People don't call the NRA to protect them. They call the police, and that's exactly what they did in Parkland. Prior to the shooting, they got 40 calls on Nicholas Cruz. None resulted in a written report. None reported in a written report. Had they done their job then, they could have prevented the Parkland shooting. The FBI got two tips that Nicholas Cruz was going to shoot up a school. They ignored both. Then there's the elephant in the room, the gun-free zone, the law that turned our schools into killing fields. Congress picked a friendly phrase, gun-free zone, to suggest that there are no guns anywhere near our children. And what could go wrong if there are no weapons within 1,000 feet of a school? I don't know, Columbine, Sandy Hook, Virginia Tech, Parkland, that's what could go wrong. Why not try making Capitol Hill a gun-free zone? Make our fearless leader's safe space a liberal leftist bastion armed only with the high-minded politics, just like our schools and military bases. And like other gun-free zones, there will be no armed police, no private bodyguards, no secret service, zero tolerance. Then, like our kids, Congress can show up at work every day wondering if some nut's going to walk into these hallowed halls, guns a-blazing. And if, or when, a crazed killer does show up, they can demonstrate to the rest of us gun-loving rubes how to handle an AR-15 with platitudes. Our government's never going to, especially not now, not since Alexandria, they're never going to accept a gun-free zone. No, the plan is to disarm the people outside of Washington. The plan is to make the rest of America a gun-free zone. And ironically, the plan is the reason for the Second Amendment. Our right to bear arms has nothing to do with protecting us from home invasion or muggers. That's a bonus. Nor is it so Johnny can bag a deer. That's another bonus. No, the Second Amendment is to protect American citizens from a corrupt government. In fact, all of the amendments in the Bill of Rights are to protect us from tyranny, from an oppressive, intrusive regime, from government. And that's why the framers enshrined the people's rights. They foresaw a power-hungry government that would come for our guns in their march to tyranny. Does our government want school shooters? For me, sometimes that's a jump ball, to be honest with you. I think sometimes it's a jump ball. I think that a lot of these politicians don't care about these kids. I don't think they care about these young mothers, these black kids in the inner city. I don't think they care about any of them as long as it consolidates their power, keeps them in office, and gives them more control. Maybe I'm just being cynical. But these would-be tyrants are so consumed by their lust for this power that they turn a blind eye to real consequences again and again, remaining intentionally ignorant to the tragic outcome of their little rules and laws and regulations. Author Margaret Heffernan defines willful blindness. You were responsible if you could have known and should have known something that instead you strove not to see. Our government could have known that gun-free zones are a crapshoot, that a crazed killer could open fire unopposed, unstoppable. They should have known that gun-free zones are open season on our kids and our soldiers, because it happened at Columbine, at Fort Hood, and Sandy Hook, and then it happened at Fort Hood again, and then it happened at Virginia Tech, then it happened at Parkland. It's going to continue. So step up, Congress. Repeal the gun-free school zone. Lift the gun ban on military bases. Put armed security in every school. Every school, teachers, private security, cops, those who can and will shoot back. Make it a requirement, not an option. Our government's surrounded with armed security, private security, Capitol Police, Secret Service. News networks are protected by armed guards and have airport-like security. Hollywood has armed private security. The celebrities' 2018 Oscars protected by 500 armed policemen. Those people are safe, protected by guns, and they deny that same protection to our children and our soldiers. And then after every mass shooting, we're caught in an endless loop. Now, and this is the part that bothers me the most, because I train to keep that from happening to me, right? I train to keep that from happening to me. But when the shooting, when the shock at the shooting subsides and the story fades from the news, the gun push loses the steam and nothing is done to protect the kids still. We forget. They forget. I don't forget. I never forget. You should never forget. Every time you drive by a school, you should be looking at every window and every door and look at how many ways of entry and egress there are at that place. And if, especially if you have a child there. Then, I mean, one of the things that if I had a child in school today, I would be getting a layout of the school. I'd want to know where his classes are. And I would sit down with him and I would say, okay, look here. When you're in this class, if something happens, go to this door. When you're in this class, if something happens, go to this door. If you're at lunch, you know, try to figure out which, first of all, go to the ground, try to figure out which side is coming from, go to the opposite side and go at an angle. And I would do everything I could to give them what little weaponry I could, which the only thing you can give your child is knowledge. You can give them an idea of what to do. But again and again, our armed-to-the-teeth government forces our schools to bring books to a gunfight. They leave our children as sitting ducks all the time. Right now, we got a bunch of kids right now who don't even understand the dynamics of what they're trying to combat and don't get that, yeah, you could possibly, you know, first of all, logistically speaking, you're living in a pipe dream. You're living in a fantasy world. What you want isn't going to happen. What you want, rather. It isn't going to happen. If it did happen, that only controls me, the law abiding. And there's too many things in place for the law abiding that you aren't even addressing that it's never going to turn back. It's never going to go back. That genie is out of the bottle, kids. You're talking 660 million guns. Yeah. That's how many's out there today. If somebody says, oh, well, there's nearly 300. No. No. Try again. Look again. It's between 600 and 660 million. Okay? And whether you want to believe me or not, that doesn't change that fact. Sitting out there and saying, well, that can't possibly be, that doesn't change the fact, kids. That doesn't change the fact, gun grabbers. Every day, I walk around all day long carrying a gun. And that gun never unholsters itself. It never shoots anybody. And if something happens in front of me, you're going to want to hide behind me if you're with us. And I'm not going to begrudge you doing that. I didn't begrudge you not joining the military. And I'm not going to begrudge you not deciding to take that ultimate responsibility of taking care of yourself. But I do fully intend to take care of myself. And another great unintended bonus from that is you get taken care of too. The specter of me being armed out there on these streets protects you more than you know. So think about that when you're out there yelling at me. Could you? Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military grade inflatable cases.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.